Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Spanish footballer Jenny Hermoso has said she did not consent to be kissed on the lips by the country's Football Federation president, Luis Rubiales, as more than 80 female players confirmed they will be boycotting the national team until he is removed from his post. Mr. Rubiales has been resisting demands to resign for kissing Ms. Hermoso after Spain won the World Cup last Sunday. Jane Purden, the director of the organisation Women in Football, said she hoped more male players would express their support for the women's team.
It is a bit of a disappointment because we know that in this work to truly open up football for everybody, men are so important. Men hold the power in football, so they have to share that power. They have to listen to what women are saying. And every country and every football institution at some point has its moment of truth about women in football.
The opening ceremony of the Indian Ocean Island Games has taken place in Madagascar, despite a crush that has left at least 12 people dead. The island nation's Prime Minister, Christian Nsai, said around 80 others were hurt, 11 seriously. Yusuf Taha reports.
The crush developed as fans tried to enter the stadium in the capital Antananarivo. Around 50,000 spectators filled the venue to watch the event. President Andry Rajoel, who was there, said the tragedy took place because there was pushing and shoving. He called for a minute's silence. After that, the opening ceremony went ahead with a laser show and fireworks, despite the fatalities. A similar incident at the very same stadium in 2019 left at least 15 people dead.
The United States has said the government of Niger has denied that it ordered the recently arrived American ambassador to leave the country. Letters have appeared online, which appear to be official Nigerian letters, expelling the ambassadors of the United States, France, Germany and Nigeria. Earlier, the French Foreign Ministry said the military junta in Niger, who took power in a coup last month, had no authority to expel its ambassador. The British Museum says its deputy director, Jonathan Williams, will be stepping back from normal duties during an investigation into the way the institution handled a series of thefts that have shaken its reputation. Our correspondent David Sillitoe reports.
Jonathan Williams, the deputy director, is to step back as the museum begins an investigation into how what's understood to be more than 1,500 objects were stolen, missing or damaged. The museum was told in February 2021 by a Danish antiquities dealer that some of its artworks appeared to be up for sale on eBay. The directors were not convinced and for more than a year said the case was closed. It was only when trustees were contacted that the museum finally discovered the truth.
Earlier on Friday, the museum's director, Hartwig Fischer, quit. He acknowledged the museum hadn't responded appropriately to the reports. BBC News. Voters in Gabon go to the polls on Saturday to decide whether they will give President Ali Bongo a third term in office. 13 other candidates are running against the president, who came to power 14 years ago following the death of his father, Omar Bongo. The mayor of Moscow says Russian air defences have destroyed a drone as it approached the capital. Sergei Sobyanin said there appeared to be no casualties. There have been a growing number of attacks on Moscow and other parts of Russia in recent days. The final photographs of some of the crew of a doomed expedition which vanished in the Arctic nearly 180 years ago are to be auctioned in London next month. The photos were rediscovered by the family of the mission's leader, Sir John Franklin, who set out to find the Northwest Passage, a potential sea route between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Emily Bierman is from the auctioneers Sotheby's.
There are 14 plates. They're like little jewels when you see them in person. So crisp in detail, so much you can see when you spend time looking. It's really extraordinary, down to wrinkles in the officers' uniforms, reflections in the visors, in their caps.
It's thought the ships became locked in ice, forcing the crew to abandon them in a futile effort to find safety. The local Inuit people said those who didn't die from the cold had to resort to cannibalism. More than 40,000 US citizens are in the Irish capital Dublin to see a much-anticipated American football game between Notre Dame and the Navy midshipmen. The US ambassador to Ireland, Claire Cronin, said it is the largest single movement of American people in peacetime. Among the fans are congressional delegations and at least one Supreme Court judge. The match is the first of the college football season. Live from London, I'm David Harper, and that is the latest BBC News.